Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Milaha year-to-date June 2015 financial results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you the conference is being recorded today, Monday the 3rd of August 2015. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Shahan Keushgerian. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Hi, this is Shahan from QNBFS. I'd like to introduce everyone to Milaha's first half 2015 earnings call. First of all, I'd like to introduce Milaha's management. We have with us Sami Shtayyeh, VP Financial Planning and Analysis, and Akram Iswaisi, Acting EVP Finance and Investments. The way we'll do this is management will discuss their results, and then we'll open it up for Q&A. Sami, I'll hand over the call to you.
Thanks, Shahan, and thank you everyone for joining us on the call. I want to first introduce our Acting Executive Vice President of Finance and Investments, Akram Iswaisi. Akram's been with the company for several years. He knows the ins and outs of the company and the industries we're in, and will be joining me on the calls going forward. With that, I'll now turn it over to him to kick things off. Akram?
Thanks, Sami. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for our half year 2015 earnings call. We are very pleased to report another solid operational performance for the Milaha Group. Overall, revenues are up, operating profits are up as well for the various segments and for Milaha overall, and net profit is up, all by strong double digits. That's a really nice story to tell, one that we are extremely proud of. All of our businesses, except for Milaha Capital, have produced exceptionally positive results. Maritime and logistics performance continues to impress this year. Trade volumes positively impacted results for this unit, and we have consistently seen strong volume growth this year in both our port and container shipping units that have contributed to better results. Milaha Offshore has done very well relative to last year as well, largely due to the deployment of a new diving support vessel, as well as an increased emphasis on improving utilization and operating efficiency and pursuing opportunities outside of our legacy market. Due to a favorable tanker market, the product tanker unit of Milaha Gas & Petrochem has performed exceptionally well. Results were driven by the low oil prices, which have created demand for oil and related products, the limited tanker supply, and the increase in the supply of oil. These factors combined have contributed to a robust tanker market. The trading business unit continues to perform well as well on the back of a continued strong infrastructure project market in Qatar. We continue to sell more trucks and heavy equipment. We have remained focused on growth and producing solid operational performance, and we are reaping the rewards of various group-wide initiatives designed to improve efficiency and effectiveness, and will continue to do so. Our goal is to build a scalable infrastructure that will allow us to support growth and do more with less. These initiatives range from process reviews and re-engineering to automation and upgrading of employee skills. Thank you very much. Now I would like to turn this over to Sami, who will go over the financials.
Thanks, Akram. Let me first go over the published consolidated financial results for the first half of 2015, and then I'll get more into the segments in detail. Operating revenues for the first half of 2015 were 1.5 billion riyals compared to 1.2 billion riyals for the same period in 2014, for an increase of 21% year-over-year. Operating profit for the first half of 2015 was 442 million riyals compared to 337 million for the same period in 2014, for an increase of 31% year-over-year. Net profit for the first half of 2015 was 651 million riyals compared to 518 million for the same period in 2014, for an increase of 26% year-over-year. Now I'll get into the segment results, highlighting the key variances versus the first half of 2014. Starting off with maritime and logistics, overall revenue was up 27% year-over-year, with our two largest units once again driving most of that. Port services revenue increased substantially due to two main reasons, which really are a continuation of what happened in the first quarter. Number one, overall TEU volumes in the port were up 21%. And number two, the unit benefited from a government change in the number of free storage days at the port. Previously, consignees had 10 free days to pick up cargo, whereas now they only have 3 days. Anything above the 3 days incurs storage fees, which helped our results. Our container shipping unit also saw an uptick in revenues, driven by a 17% overall increase in volume. All other units really posted higher revenue as well. On the expense side, there's only two main things to make note of. One, operating supplies increased related to the increased volumes that we've seen. And two, we booked a 38 million real impairment on our only bulk shipping vessel. As some of you might know, the bulk market has really underperformed for the past few years, and that continues to bring down the prices of vessels. On to offshore. Things continue to look better compared to last year. Overall revenue increased 41%, with most of that coming from our diving unit, tied to the new diving support vessel we took possession of late last year. We similarly saw higher revenues from our commercial unit, also due to the addition of new vessels last year. On the cost side, we had higher salaries and wages, operating supplies and depreciation expenses, all attributable to new vessels that we took possession of last year. Moving on to gas and petrochem, overall revenue increased by 26%, driven by increased freight rates related to our 5 wholly owned product tankers, 2 gas carriers, as well as the full year effect from vessels we took possession of in 2014 in our port marine operations unit. Overall expenses remained flat, and on the non-operating side, we saw a 26 million real increase in profit, with 14 million of that coming from our 30% share of Nakhilat, and 13 million coming from our LNG joint ventures. Our trading segment continues posting nice results with 24% increase in revenue and 108% net profit increase year over year. Our heavy equipment sales related to infrastructure projects boosted revenue along with related cost of goods sold, and that more than offset a drop in our bunker revenue and associated costs. On to our capital segment. Starting with real estate, our results continue to benefit from the company moving its headquarters to an owned property as opposed to the previously leased property. We realized a net pickup of 12 million reals related to this. Next, our Qatar Quarries subsidiary posted 7 million in higher revenue, along with essentially a similar increase in expenses. And lastly, our investments posted 14 million in higher dividends than the same period in 2014, but 38 million in lower realized and unrealized gains from our actively managed and traded investment portfolio. And that sums up our operations and brings us to an overall net income of 651 million. And with that, I'll now turn it over to Akram, who will go over our outlook.
Thank you, Sammy. With respect to our outlook, on Malaha Maritime and Logistics, we continue to expect trade volumes to remain strong as a result of population growth and healthy construction activities. That said, as we've previously indicated in many calls, the growth rates remain volatile and they don't always remain steady. But nonetheless, we expect continued growth throughout this year. We expect the container volumes to remain strong and expect the gains from additional storage revenues to continue on in the second half of 2015, as it will take some time for the consignees to adjust to the shorter free storage allowance. With respect to Malaha Offshore business, obviously the primary driver of our offshore business is the level of CapEx spending and operating expenditures for offshore oil and gas exploration productions. As you're aware, the past 12 months, the global OSV market has experienced major changes as a result of the dramatic decrease in oil prices. As oil prices were cut by over 50%, oil and gas companies cut back spending in response. And naturally, This has and continues to negatively impact the global OSB market in the form of lower utilization rates and increase in pressure on daily rates. This issue is made worse by the excess supply of offshore support vessels. We are staying close to our customers and continue to monitor the activities in the market and will react accordingly. That said, we expect a stronger performance in the second half of 2015 relative to 2014. This stems largely from the fact that we received Shaddad, the diving support vessel, in September of 2014. Thus, you have roughly 3 to 4 months of revenue in 2014 versus 6 months of revenue for the same period in 2015. In addition, close to 70% of our vessels are on firm contracts, and our utilization rate is higher than industry average. We will continue to remain focused on maintaining and optimizing our current business and continue to invest organically and inorganically. Moving on to Malaha Gas and Petrochem. We expect this business segment to do well for the remainder of 2015 for the following reasons. Our two VLGCs are on long-term time charters. Jointly owned LNG carriers are also on long-term fixed-time charters. Our fully owned gas carriers are also on fixed-time charters. Al Maruna is on a two-year time charter until 2016, and Al Mujaeda is also on a time charter until mid-2016. Our fully owned product tankers are effectively in pools, but have done extremely well relative to 2014. Again, as I mentioned, as it largely tied to a favorable shipping environment, primarily due to lower oil prices. And we expect this momentum and the same trend to continue for the rest of the year. In addition to that, as you're aware, Malaha acquired 60% of the remaining 60% in two LNG vessels, and we will potentially see the impact of that in the second half of this year. Now, with respect to Malaha trading, we are still seeing strong construction and infrastructure activities in Qatar, which will continue to positively impact our heavy equipment and truck sales. Thus, we continue to expect Malaha trading to perform better than the same period in 2014, but we expect that the revenue growth seen in the first half of 2015 to slow down slightly. As it relates to Malaha Capital, there's not much guidance we can provide, as the performance of this segment is highly correlated to the Qatar stock market. On the real estate side, as we have previously mentioned, in the second half of 2015, we will continue to realize savings from moving to our new owned headquarters as opposed to the second half of 2014 when we were still leasing. Thank you very much. This concludes our comments to the presentation. Operator, we would like to open the call to questions.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from the line of Lee Bezek of QNB. Please ask your question.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the comments. Can I just ask, at this time, given the sort of broad slowdown that we're seeing across most of the other listed companies and most of the economy, your business seems to maintain sort of very good momentum. So is there anything sort of overarching that you put that down to, why you seem to be maintaining that momentum when everyone else can't? And the second question is whether you could update us on any potential acquisitions as well.
With respect to acquisitions, we are obviously, as we've mentioned on many calls before, we are, especially on the offshore side, we're actively looking at the market. There is obviously a slowdown, a negative impact on the offshore oil and gas services market. And we believe that this is the right time and the opportune time for us to start looking at acquisitions. So at the moment, we are aggressively looking, and as new things arise or materialize, we will obviously inform the market.
Yeah, hi, Lee. On regarding your question about why we seem to be doing better than others, I assume your question is others within Qatar. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's generally within Qatar, not necessarily looking at Naturalite specifically, but just other, you know, this. If you look at most other companies in Qatar, there's a sort of broad slowdown, whereas the opposite seems to be true for Milaha at this moment.
Well, the default answer is that we believe we're better run than the other companies. But in addition to that, we also reap some of the benefits of all of the development that the country is going through. You can't go from any two points within Qatar without running into traffic diversions or traffic, new constructions. There's a lot of development, and no one can deny that. And a lot of that development it touches our business, whether it's the port business, whether it's the container business, whether it's the logistics business. So that's part of the reason. The other part of the reason is. Our gas and petrochem business in particular, we've benefited this year from market rates. So as much as we would like to pride ourselves on doing things correctly and better than others, some of it has to do with market rates. This happens to be a good time for us, and the shipping industry goes through ups and downs, and this particular part of our business happens to be in an upswing. So that's really what it is. We're not hitting on all cylinders for sure. If the capital markets were up, we would have killed the numbers, quite frankly.
I think to add to that, I think the diversity of our business has contributed to that story immensely. I mean, if you look at our business, we've surgically been investing in various segments with the anticipation of riding different business cycles. So if you look at our business, some of our business are impacted by certain business cycles, and so that's a big part of our success so far is diversity of our business, our ability to, invest surgically in anticipation of various business cycles, and that's largely part of the story. So that sort of has contributed to our business. And you know, some businesses, some of our segments are not doing well in this business cycle, but in other business cycles they will do. So I think, we've said that before repeatedly, that we've had that strategy and we're executing in that strategy. And part of it is looking ahead and surgically and strategically investing in certain segments and anticipating certain business cycles. And that's basically all we could share at this point. Hope that answers the question.
Sorry. Yes, it did. Thank you. Sorry, could I just slip in one final question as well? Would you look again at share buyback? Is that something which is going to be on the radar anytime soon?
Not at the moment.
Okay, thanks.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from the line of Ramzi Sidani. Please ask your question.
Hi, gentlemen. Thanks for taking the call. I just have a couple of questions. First, if you can talk more about the outlook of daily rates and utilization of the offshore division and support vessels, and how are the negotiations with your main clients progressing?
And then
if you can...
Sure, go ahead.
Sorry, please.
Finish your question, please.
The second question, if there is any new development with the tender of the new port, it should be operational in 2016, so when do you think we can expect a decision? And finally, on the gas as well, if you can comment on the, I mean, I know that most of them are on fixed rates now, but if you can comment on the market in general.
Well, let me start off by
the, sure.
Gas and petchem market, absolutely. Let me start by answering the question on the offshore market. I think I think everybody in the OSV market is feeling the pressure. I think we all know that. Our clients, as well as the clients of other offshore markets, have been trying to reduce rates. And it really what it comes down to is a negotiation between OSV companies and their clients. It's about the value that we add to our clients. We have been fortunate so far because we are close to our clients, and we have continued to articulate our value proposition to our clients. So, we have long-term contracts in place. So as of right now, we feel confident that we will essentially maintain the same position. But as I mentioned, we are close to our clients. We are working closely with our clients and continuing to articulate our value proposition, what we bring to the table. In the short run, we don't see any major impact to our numbers. But that's not to say that things don't change. That's all I could share at this point.
Let me just add, hi, Ramzi.
Yes. Hi, Sammy. How are you?
Hi. Good. Thanks. Let me just add to that the biggest contract we have is the diving contract, as you know, and that's long term in nature. So that's a 5-year contract.
Sure.
That's a long term contract. It's adding a great amount to our bottom line for the segment. So that's somewhat isolating us from some of the things that our competitors are going through. And really, it's all about utilization. The day rates might be coming down, but it's all about utilization at this point. Us trying to ride out this downturn. So, we've done a good job. And like Akram said, it's really about keeping close to your customers. In some cases, we've found situations where it's actually a win-win. So it's not just the client coming after us and demanding that we reduce rates, but it's us working with the client to say, well, if you do this, we can eliminate that. So it's working with the clients where it's a win-win situation. On to the port question.
I see. To finish on that front, I know you're getting new vessels end of 2015 and beginning 2016. I mean, they're not going to be as material as the diving. But do you think they'll be you'll be able to find contracts for these vessels when you receive them?
Yeah. So without getting into too much detail, obviously we've made note that we are taking possession of new vessels later on this year and next year. Some are already. We've already got contracts lined up for some. The others we're working on. So. We are taking possession of them. We still feel optimistic about the prospects. However, as you know, this is the market is changing every single day. I mean, the oil prices seem to be going up. There was an upward trend, and then the whole last week or so, it started going back down. So. Things could change, but right now we're feeling pretty decent, Ramzi.
Yeah, but I'd like to add a couple of points to that. I think, we've mentioned early on that we are focused, heavily on improving operating efficiency, staying close to the clients, but we've also invested quite a bit into business development and growth. So, and we've got a few opportunities lined up in the pipeline. Now, don't forget that we are also fortunate to be in a region that has one of the lowest oil production costs, and where, according to recent reports as well that I've read, the region will continue to invest in E&P activities. So although the global picture looks bleak, we are optimistic and we are aggressively working to deploy these vessels. And with the same token, we are also looking at renewing our fleet and divesting from non-performing assets. So, any opportunities that we get, we are aggressively working on selling vessels, and we've done that early this year.
Sure.
Okay, back to your other questions, Ramzi. The port concession, it literally has to be any day now, any week now. There was, I don't know if you caught the news, but I think about 10 days ago, they put out a formal press release saying that part of the port would actually be open up at the end of this year. So, and it's still supposedly on schedule to be open up next year, phase one at least. So having said all of that, a decision has to be imminent. It has to be. So any day now, hopefully, Ramzi, any day. Trust me, we'll be the first to announce something.
Sure, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Now, you asked for our view on the LNG and LPG market. Is that what it was?
Yeah, and the products as well.
I tell you what, we will
petrochemical
share
product shipping, yeah.
Sure. And we'll share with you our view, and it's obviously a view as well. I think in terms of LNG shipping, I think the LNG shipping market is struggling, especially on a spot and a short-term market. There are too many vessels and not enough cargo to soak that up. So I think my personal view, the LNG shipping market will struggle for a while. And obviously it's important to articulate that, all of our LNG exposure is long term. So fixed time charters, and so we're not really exposed to that market volatility. With respect to LPG shipping, I think you guys are well aware that, the VLGCs are enjoying golden years. There are plenty of exports out of the U.S., plenty of exports out of the Middle East, and they're keeping the VLGCs busy. Even daily spot rates are very high for owners. So small ones are obviously struggling, but the long haul is doing exceptionally well. And this is sort of what we're seeing in the market, and we've benefited from that as well. Since we have we own two VLGCs jointly with Nakilat.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for the answers.
There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
There's no more further questions. Thank you for attending the call. We look forward to speaking again at the Q3 results call. Thank you, operator.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
That does conclude the conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.